CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Chargers weren't doing a whole lot. Their defense was giving up plenty of yards through the air and on the ground. And credit the Chargers. In the second half, their defense buckled down and the Chargers get the win. There was also, for the first time since the 70s, a free kick, which was just kind of cool. I feel like it was weird. Like there was almost anticipation with it that we just normally don't get.
Yeah.
And Cam Dicker made it, and it was a Broncos error. That really changed the entire game. I know it sounds silly to talk about a free kick, but basically there was a punt. And there was not much time left on the clock. There was going to be 0 seconds, actually. But there was fair catch interference, 15-yard penalty. So the Chargers then got the ball in field goal range. And you're able to do an untimed down. If you fair catch it, you can do a drop kick or a free kick. And we don't see it happen because normally one teams will choose a Hail Mary or you're just not in field goal range and so on a penalty like that. So it was definitely something we haven't seen before. That's why you joked earlier about my tweet. I'm like, now we know how the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Justin Reed's going to kick a free kick and the Chiefs are going to go three-peat. That's the scenario that's going to happen.
The Twitter would lose it. Harrison Butker gets a free kick. Everybody's throwing their hands up. Are you kidding me? Of course it has to end this way.
So that was bizarre. I think, you know, the Denver Broncos are still going to make the postseason, but they have Cincinnati and they have Kansas City in that Week 18 game. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you should have been hoping the Broncos would have won last night because then it would have made it far more likely that the Broncos would not need to play their starters Week 18. In the scenario that the Chiefs have to also win Week 18, you would, of course, like to be going up against Zach Wilson instead of Bo Nix. Now, if Denver hasn't clinched anything Week 18 and you need to clinch something Week 18, you're going to probably be playing their starters. That's why it would have been more preferable for the Broncos to have won that game. Watching both those teams, though, in terms of what could they do in the playoffs, I still don't think the Chargers are anywhere where they were 5 weeks ago. And the second half, Jesse Minter, their defensive coordinator, got them playing a lot better football. They've got some injuries. Justin Herbert was really good last night, again, even with a bad ankle. And one throw in particular that was pretty sensational. For those that kind of love to hate on Justin Herbert, that was a big-time performance from him last night. I still watch them without J.K. Dobbins, who maybe they get back before the playoffs. They don't seem as dangerous with Harbaugh. Like, can the Chargers, if they end up, and it looks like they're going to avoid the 7 seed now based off the win last night, they're the 6 seed. They would right now go to Pittsburgh. Can the Chargers go to Pittsburgh and win? It's far more likely than if you're the 7 seed Broncos, let's say, and you got to go to Buffalo. I don't see how the Chargers or the Broncos, whoever ends up being the 7 seed, is going to Buffalo and getting a win. Like I don't believe that's happening based off of what we saw recently and last night. That is not the same Chargers defense, and I think Bo Nix hasn't been playing quite as sharp as he was 3 weeks ago, basically. So neither of those teams to me are really a threat at all. What's interesting now is just how the playoff stuff ends up. And yeah. You came in with a little smile on you, a little smirk on your face. And for some reason, everybody's talking about this Cincinnati scenario like it's no big deal for them to get in. Like, oh, you know, here they go.
It is still very difficult.
Cincinnati still has to win 3 games. The Broncos have to lose
the next two.
And the Colts or Dolphins have to lose at least one. Both have to lose one game. So, why is everybody acting like this is like some easy scenario? Your Cincinnati Bengals are not making the playoffs, buddy. They're not making the playoffs. I don't want you to be disappointed again.
Oh, okay. Look, I don't know if I can be any more disappointed than I have been. Like, look, if they barely miss it, fine. It'll be annoying that they don't get as good of a pick, I guess. But I've already been disappointed already with how the bad start was. I've already been through so much. Give us a little bit of hope here, you know? I do think it is interesting that there's so much that has to fall in place. It'll be really interesting to see what happens this weekend, though, with the Colts playing against the Titans. Mason Rudolph is playing. Cody is picking the Titans to win the game.
Okay.
San Francisco still fighting for a playoff spot, along with the Dolphins, of course. But San Francisco, you think if they can put it together, they're a better team than what Miami has shown. If they they could come out of this weekend where that 9% chance now that it is all of a sudden like
15%.
15 or 20%. Because if, say, the Colts and Dolphins lose, they're out. It's all of a sudden just between Denver and Cincy.
You shouldn't
play each other next weekend.
You shouldn't even be worrying about it until it gets to week 18 and there's an actual scenario where they can win and the Chiefs are still trying to beat the Broncos. If it actually got to that point, then I can understand you have hope. Yes. The Broncos, the Bengals have 6 wins all year. So forgive me for not thinking that they're just automatically winning the next 3 games.
No, I think your point is very valid, obviously. I will say that, you know, on a week-to-week basis, things can change. Mm-hmm. And the way that you said the Denver's hadn't been playing that great, if the Bengals take care of business this weekend and they beat the Browns, of course they have to do that. But next weekend could be a massive game where Chiefs fans, mm-hmm. to your point, ironically, could be cheering for the Broncos to win that game.
Of course.
So that they're not in that position where they have to play all of the starters for Denver.
I was rooting for Denver last night.
Oh, yeah, right.
For the same reason.
Exactly.
For the same reason. Look, there is a funny scenario here that, considering everything we've discussed this football season, that admittedly would give me a lot of joy because it would also hurt your Bengals draft stock. Everything you need to happen happens until Chiefs and Broncos game. So your Bengals win the next 2 weeks.
They beat Denver.
They beat Denver, and it's week 18, and Cincinnati's up in their game. That's also at noon. And the Dolphins and Colts have already lost a game the week before. And the Chiefs are playing for the 1 seed because maybe they drop one of the Steelers. And the Broncos also are playing for a playoff spot. The Chiefs don't need to play for a playoff spot that game.
And
the Chiefs lose to Denver because they already have the 1 seed locked up. I'm sorry. And then Cincinnati comes that close. And it's the Chiefs that actually knocked the Bengals out.
What would make me more sick to my stomach, I'm going to be totally honest, if the Chiefs have to play their starters in the final week of the season, and so does Denver, and for some reason, amidst all of the starters playing for the Chiefs, Denver still wins that football game, I would be so frustrated. Yeah. Because that's going to be the weirdest dichotomy of...
The Colts have a better chance to make the playoffs than them, man. The Dolphins have a better chance even
with agreed. Agreed.
That's what's funny. Like, and I heard even Amazon Prime's broadcast last night. I think it was Whitworth and Gonzalez and everybody up there. And they're talking like, as if like something magically changed for Cincy last night. No. They have to win 3 games, and they need everybody else to lay an egg.
The easier path was opened up last night, because if the Broncos had won that game last night, they would have needed the Chargers to lose to Vegas, and then
Patriots.
Yeah, which that wasn't going to happen unless there was a serious meltdown. Plus, they needed the Colts and the Dolphins to lose again as well. So yeah, there's still a lot that has to get. So, we'll wait until we get by this weekend, and then we'll. My smile might be a little bit
that'd be funny
bigger,
if
it could also be
Dorian Thompson Robinson and the Browns just beat Cincinnati. Just end it this weekend.
I would
stop
be
with the nonsense.
That would really bother me.
Stop with the nonsense.